With the state's unemployment rate up above 12%, this is not an easy time to look for work no matter who you are. But if you have to check that box on the application form that asks if you've ever been convicted of a felony, the hunt for a job is that much harder. Steve Sims can tell you about that. He's done hard time more than once.
I went to prison back in 1986. I went to prison for robbery, possession of cocaine and stuff. And I ended up going to prison, coming back home, going back to prison, couldn't find a job. So start back doing what was natural, going back out there selling dope and stuff.
It was a merry-go-round Sims found hard to get off of.
Part-time jobs here and there, here and there.
Then one day, Sims stopped by a local recycling center to drop off some stuff, and it occurred to him to ask inside for an application.
The next day, I got hired.
That was nearly 10 years ago, and he's still at Tri-Said Community Recycling in Union City, a San Francisco Bay Area suburb. Sims didn't know it at the time, but he landed a job at a place that makes a point of hiring people looking for a second chance, or a third, or a fourth. 25% of the people who work at Tri-Said have a criminal record, or are at risk of getting one. That's not by happenstance, says CEO Richard Valle, who co-founded Tri-Said nearly 30 years ago.
What we tried to create here was an opportunity for people to get back on track.
That starts with jobs that pay $9 an hour, but the possibilities rise from there, all the way up to union gigs with Teamsters Local 70. As far as Valle is concerned, every possible task is an employment opportunity.
We're in the business of creating jobs. And so any little job that we can find, whether it's janitorial service inside the office or cutting the grass out in front, we do in-house.
Valle's been helping ex-cons since he was a sociology student at Cal State Hayward, working with people in Santa Rita Jail back in 1977. Not every employer is so thoughtful, in part because ex-cons have so much trouble finding work. More than two-thirds of parolees in California return to prison, the worst recidivism rate in the nation. And more than 130,000 adults leave California prison each year. Goodwill Industries of San Francisco, San Mateo, and Marin has made hiring ex-cons part of its main focus. 51% of the employees have a felony conviction, more than at any other Goodwill in the country.
We take people's discarded and unwanted goods, and we take society's discarded and unwanted people.
That's President and CEO Deborah Alvarez-Rodriguez speaking at a recent employment forum in Oakland, a city that struggles with 17% unemployment.
Because these individuals interface with our lives all the time, whether it's because you went to a particular restaurant and somebody was washing the dishes or cleaning the trash, or you have somebody working in your home, or you're walking over people as you're walking to work. The separation between them and us is an illusion.
Her comments resonated with Mike Hannigan, who runs a for-profit office supply company called Give Something Back. Hannigan says a lot of for-profit firms are leaving money on the table they could get from local, state, and federal job development programs. Small companies, he says, are especially put off by the prospect of onerous paperwork, but the rewards can be substantial. For example,
we can hire ex-offenders who are eligible through the CalWORKS program. They will subsidize 80% of the payroll and the training costs of bringing those people in for a period of up to a year. So that allows us to train our next generation of drivers. So when the economy turns around and our customers start buying more office supplies, we've got a ready-trained force of people who otherwise wouldn't be employed. So it's a great program.
Note that Hannigan is talking about training that leads to skilled jobs with substantial pay. That is the future, according to Deborah Alvarez-Rodriguez.
We have to move from job training and entry-level employment to transforming lives and creating solutions to poverty. And we have to put the marketplace at the center of what we're doing.
Back at Tri-Said Community Recycling, Richard Valle has big plans along those lines to open an on-site education center in partnership with Chabot College that will offer his employees everything from vocational training to parenting classes. If Valle ever grows frustrated at the pace of change or the enormity of the social ills he's trying to tackle, he doesn't let on.
Yeah, it creates a lot of stress sometimes, but the reward is in the fact that no day is dull. Even after 30 years, it's really a lot of fun to come to work.
Even in the midst of a recession. You can find photos of Richard Valle and his employees at Trised on our website, californiareport.org.